It's your survival. It's just like your survival sustenance. Will you consider anything that is for your sustenance as a ritual?
No.
So it is like that. That which sustains you. But it doesn't sustain me. What's there in a prayer? Then leave it. Who wants you? Anything that helps you to sustain yourself, do it. Well, a game of volleyball is so good that sustains me. Or going to a drama or a cinema. Okay, go ahead, do it. Yeah. That's good. If it sustains you, it's good. It is not a ritual. But then what happens? Gradually you turn to this. You stop from that and then you want real sustenance. That is an artificial. Yeah. That becomes your hobby. Now from hobby and fads, and then you come to your real sustenance again. It's my hobby to do gardening. Without that, I feel I lost the whole day. You see, I must go there. You're good. It's good to do that. Why not? Go and do it.
I was just wondering, is there value in saying those prayers?
Which prayers?
The Kavari God prayer and the Beloved God prayer. If our heart isn't in it, if there's a value in just repeating them. Is there?
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's the bad coin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get me the book. Go.
Doesn't alcohol sustain the alcoholic though?
Yeah, of course. It's the habit.
Then does it sustain the prayer alcoholic? I was trying to provoke it. Eric? There's a Sufi term, I'm not sure if
it does. It is good. Yeah. If you consider that it sustains you, naturally, without it, if you cannot live, what's the sense of life?
Mm-hmm.
You take it. Yeah. But gradually, that brings about a change. Oh, it's my death, you see, instead of sustenance. Then you begin to realize, what have I done? I thought that without it, I can't live, but this is my death. There you are. She has brought something for Kathy to read.
Happy.
Will you read it loudly for her?
What is bounty without a beggar? Generosity without a guest. Be beggar and guest. For beauty is seeking a mirror. Water is crying for a thirsty man. Hopelessness and need are a tasteful bezel for that ruby. Your poverty is a burak. Don't be a coffin riding on other men's shoulders. Thank God you hadn't the means, or you may have been a pharaoh. The prayer of Moses was, Lord, I am in need of thee. The way of Moses is all hopelessness and need, and it is the only way to God. From when you were an infant, when has hopelessness ever failed you? Joseph's path leads into the pit. Don't flee across the chessboard of this world, for it is his game, and we are checkmate. Checkmate. Hunger makes stale bread more delicious than halva. Your discomfort is spiritual indigestion. Seek hunger and passion and need. A mouse is a nibbler. God gave him mind in proportion to his needs. Without need, God gives nothing. How will you impress God? You are 100,000 dinars in
gold coins.
In his debt. A beggar shows his blindness and palsy. He does not say, give me bread, O people. I am a rich man with granaries and palaces. Bring 100 sacks of gold, and God will say, bring the heart.
No, that's not right.
Okay.
We have to come to your point. This is just a prelude to what we are.
And if you bring If you bring a deaf heart, if you bring a dead heart carried like a coffin on your shoulders, God will say, "Oh, cheat, is this a graveyard? Bring the live heart, bring the live heart." If you haven't any knowledge and only opinions, have good opinions about God. This is the way. If you can only crawl, crawl to Him. If you cannot pray sincerely, offer your dry, hypocritical, agnostic prayer, for God, in His mercy, accepts bad coin. If you have 100 doubts of God, make them into 90 doubts. This is the way. O seeker, though you have broken your vows 100 times, come again, for God has said, "Though you are on high or in the pit, consider me, for I am the way of, for I am the way."
That's beautiful. Rumi, huh?
Yeah, Rumi is.
Can I see?
Yes.
Is that the one you published in the magazine?
You can see.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been trying to get a copy of it.
Well, this has been, I think, what do you call
it? Larger.
Huh?
This is yeah, yeah. Larger collection.
No, but what I say is that the get-up of this book and typesetting and all done by, I heard that they have been done by a Baba lover or something like that. Will you please read this? Bruce?
Yeah. Whatever men chatter about these days, it is not love's way. God gave the blind man a stick that he may grope to Jesus and gain sight. Look at all the blind men bashing one another with a stick of intellect. Some even swing the stick at he who gave the stick. How proud they are when they blacken a little page of writing. Their minds are so shabby that they must graft on 100 other minds to make them work. And this they call great learning. They elucidate every sort of substance, but of their own substance they are more ignorant than donkeys. All of their sciences together are a little bunch of posies from our garden. All of their thoughts are but husks and leaves in a river of mine that flows from a secret garden. If the Huri of paradise should nibble his ear, he cries, "Hey, what's hurting my ear?" If the sweet basil touches his face, he brushes it away, saying, "Hey, what's bothering me now?" He rides his horse from door to door asking, "Has anyone seen my horse?" Sheba sent a gift of 40 loaves of gold to Solomon. When she reached the land of Solomon, she saw that the mountains and fields, even the dust and the road, were pure gold. Day after day she rode on gold until gold lost all value for her. When Solomon saw her gift, he laughed. "When did I ever ask for porridge from you? I did not ask for gifts. I ask that you be worthy of those gifts I will give you." Mm-hmm. Who translated these?
It's only the Western mind.
Daniel Cleaver. Oh, I'd like to get another. I'd like to.
But this is from the Greater Collection.
You wants it. Who wants? Who wanted it? You wanted it, Ross?
Sure. No.
No. No. You wanted to see the book. These are selected little passages, you know, just for home consumption by Baba people. I don't know what you call it.
You know, it's the Divine. What is it? It comes, what's the name of the collection of all the rooms? Yeah, it must come from
the Western way. When we see something that intrigues us, we want to possess it. We want
a Xerox. Love it,
right? at home I have a thick book, Rumi's Masnavi, and all full of discourses and all of Rumi's. But in there, there's this one part where this Christian comes up to Rumi and he's talking about Jesus being God. And Rumi said, "You're crazy." He said, "That little man, 4 cubits high, you think the whole creation was in that man? You're absolutely wrong. You know, Jesus was not God. That's ridiculous." Was he just having fun with the man, or was this his opinion before he attained realization, or what?
Fun with the man. Mm-hmm. You know, so often he's very humorous, yeah. Saying this. Yeah. Means a person to throw out that Jesus is God, just throw these words out. Does he realize what he's saying? That's what he is trying to imply.
Or maybe that man who asked that question may be having a tendency, or his understanding may be that God was entirely bottled up in a human body, which is not possible.
Yeah.
Meher Baba used to say, this is not Meher Baba.
Yeah.
So what is it? It's the same thing. Meher Baba used to say, this is not Meher Baba.
Do you know who God is to say?
Yeah.
He would say it like that. This is not Meher Baba.
Yeah.
He's very humorous, and sometimes he gets very fiery too, Jalaluddin.
How long did he serve his master, Shams? Yes. How long did Rumi serve him before he got the touch?
I don't know the number of years, but what happened was that there's a nice story about it all, but I don't know how long he must have served, because there was no opportunity for him to serve. What had happened was that Rumi himself was a great scholar.
Yeah.
And he was very much revered and he had a very large following. And the same man is writing about the intellect. After he met his master, who was a shabby looking man called Shams Tabriz. Shams was his name, means the sun. Tabriz is a city, northwest of India, Pakistan.
He was the one who was skinned alive.
Shams was skinned alive.
But
what happened was that, he left Rumi. Nobody knows where he has gone, he has died, or what happened. Nobody knows that. Still this day, the mystery is not solved. Many research scholars have gone deep into it, but nobody has fathomed what has happened. But this they know, that because this fellow, this Rumi, of course he is a master now, is impolite to say such a thing, is blasphemy. Jalaluddin Rumi, with all his camel loads of books and literature that he had written, he was a scholar and a writer and author and all that sort of thing. So whenever he would go from one place to another, there would be naturally discourses and debates on the spiritual truth and all that, philosophy and theology and all that. He was a master in that. But all book knowledge. So it is said that whenever, this is what Baba disclosed to us, that whenever he would go, there would be camel loads of books and all that. So one day, with his followers, not all of them, but few of them would go. One day, it was a long journey and they wanted to retire for the afternoon because of the heat and the desert. So they stationed at some place near a well. And in a desert, an oasis can be easily spotted, isn't it? And there must be source of water. And that was that source of water. And all the camels got on their bellies and all of them were now relaxing. And there was a man sitting at the edge of the water source there. A very shabby looking person. And Jalaluddin Rumi looked at him, and he is constantly looking at Jalaluddin, this shabby man, who was Shams himself. And then, a madman, what do you expect? He gets up, with a start he gets up, you see, and takes one of the huge bundles from the camel's back, you know, that pouch that is there, takes it and picks it and throws it in the well. And there is an uproar, and Jalaluddin didn't like this at all. It's a work of many months and years now. What is he trying to do with this madman, you see? And he had his pride. His intellect was there, pride of his work and all that. So Shams did that and just sat down. And all of them started going at him. What's this? What have you done? Do you realize what you did? You madman and this. What have I done? What do you mean? What did I do? Why did you drown such work there? Oh, that is priceless, you think? You want that? He just bent down, lifted it up and gave it to Jalaluddin. Dry. Not drenched or anything, absolutely dry. And Jalaluddin looked at it. Says, you call this your treasure or it has it? If that is the treasure. That word stung him like anything. That is the treasure. Mm. If that is your treasure, then have it. If you want just words. And of course his time was right. the alarm clock did strike, and he became a puppy after him. And he went on his foot following this madman. He left everything. He left everything and went. And that was a sting to his followers. Their pride was hurt. All of them, they considered him to be the master of the time. Intellectual giant. And this fellow is going after this madman. So they kidnapped him and threw him out. Yeah. And all the Jalaluddin's work started after he lost his master.
But they kidnapped Shams.
Shams and just drove him out. They don't know what they did with him. They don't know.
His own followers.
Yeah. By his own followers, the followers of Sham, followers of Rumi.
Rumi's
followers.
Yeah,
the man handled him and drove him out. What are you doing? But from that day onwards, Jalaluddin was not even available to the followers. Where he became just, his heart was so broken, and the real work of Jalaluddin starts from there, in search of his master through his pen, through his inspirations. The longing started for him. And masterpiece. It's considered the world's greatest literature.
I remember Baba saying that Rumi had more brains than all the pundits of today put together.
Yeah, it is so. It is still there. They know it. All of them know it. Mastermind.
You mean the brains before he was realized? You mean the beginning?
Yeah,
of the
yeah. Until
so they have that
intellect.
So Masnavi is after he's realized,
is that right? No, there is a part before it, then he loses his master and
so
he longs for him, wails for him and all that, and then his realization.
Some of it's DR and some
things.
He saw the master again?
No.
No, he was not realized by the master?
No.
How about that game, I lost and you won or something?
That was at that time only, because he was following the master, you know?
Yes.
So the master means, didn't I tell you that then he left them all and then they went, and then he must have taken, of course he stayed at Jalaluddin's place also as his honorable guest. There's a nice story about him, what happened, they locked themselves in a room, they didn't come out for many weeks, and the wife of Jalaluddin was very much terrified, you see, what's happening, and they start peeping inside the hole and all, and there are many experiences they get what is inside the room. It's all ablaze, you see, and all that. That's a different thing. So, in the meantime, while he was at home, Shams had that habit, you see. He enjoyed the game of checkers, what do you call
chess.
This? Chess. Not chess, draughts.
Draughts.
Checkers. So, he liked to play that game. And he must have said, have you got any checkerboard or anything? Yeah, you like it? He says, yeah, let's play the game. Every time we play, then Shams would win. And Jalaluddin will lose. He said, oh, I lost again, lost again, lost again. And it was so. And then in the end, the last game that they ever played was there. Well, through his desperation, he tried to win the game from Shams, his master. Still, he does not know who he is. And he played his best, and then he lost. And his desperation and frustration, he says, oh, I lost again. He says, no, you have won. And just that, that's the realization. Then the master, Then he became all the more, you see, there. And then those people who were around him were so jealous about all this. It's all happening like this, and they can't stand this. So then they drove him out, kidnapped him. Drove him out and all that.
So all this must be contained in Masnavi, right?
This is the Masnavi that I have is very little poetry in it. It's mostly all discourse.
Pardon? What did he say?
This is a particular translation by a particular man, though, isn't it? I mean,
it's no, just a selection. Selection. Yeah.
So where's this book? Do we have a copy of Masnavi?
Yeah. But what will you all do with such thick books and all? No, they are in different parts. in English translation.
Before and after he was realized.
Yeah.
There's a Sufi term, I may not pronounce it right, called Baka or Baraka.
Baraka.
Baraka, about, what does it mean, Tom?
Spiritual charge.
Yeah.
Power.
Power, yeah.
That's what, he, that's what he says. Power. Poverty is your, what is that? Poverty is your Baraka. Poverty.
Yeah, yeah.
Poverty is your, yeah. Poverty, he is implying there that the most important thing is your need and a feeling of hopelessness, helplessness. Your poverty is the height of barak, means the height of power in your poverty.
So things associated.
What will you do with? What will you do if you had the wealth of Pharaoh? It's ridiculous. What happened to Pharaoh?
Dust.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so certain things of the master's, his chapel, his tomb, his cypress, his things, his chair, they say has a...
Has a charge.
Has a
charge. Office. Charge in it.
It's the master charge.
It's just like that story, didn't I tell you that Rick and I were walking on the... in the morning we were on a walk and then we read in the paper about this, your... what is that lab? Space laboratory?
In the outer space?
In the outer space,
yeah. Yeah.
And some or other disintegrated some.
Right.
In the paper it had come.
Right.
A lot of furor was there. And
God,
it might fall down, it might destroy so many things and destroy
right.
vegetation and all that. And people beware about it, and it is going to fall in India and fall in this place and this place. And all were alerted, the whole world was alerted. Why? Because it was not... the atomic charge itself, but the casing that was disintegrated and is falling, a part of it.
Right.
Let alone the whole thing, you see. It was just a thing that housed it. So the housing was falling apart. So if that, when it fell down, cordons were made and not allowed to go near it and all.
All the emergency forces were out there.
Yeah. So that's how it is. If you can have such a charge from matter, how about this?
How about
this? Yeah. The Creator, yeah. What charge it must be having. Mm.